Council members discussed the CU South annexation after receiving what's called a briefing book. That includes guiding principles for the project and will be made available to the general public. That will be helpful for the citizen engagement process, which includes a survey to be launched next month along with small group discussions on 5 dates in December. Here's the issue. CU has owned the vacant property at Boulders Gateway since 1996. The city wants to use a portion of the land for flood mitigation to prevent a repeat of the damage done to homes during the historic 2013 flood. But CU won't go along with that unless the property is annexed, so it will have access to city services when it decides what to build there. During open comment last night, South Boulder resident John Carroll said he was pleased with what he's seen so far.
As someone who lives in a neighborhood adjacent to the CU South property, I am incredibly excited to see this project progressing and look forward to the numerous benefits annexing it will bring to our community.
If approved by council next year, the CU South annexation would be Boulder's largest in modern history and the rare annexation without a site plan. That led Margaret LeCompte to ask why the annexation is being rushed.
CU won't develop its CU South property for several years. In fact, its annexation proposal makes it clear that it's not even really ready for authentic negotiation over annexation details. Annexation is a very consequential and expensive step for the city. Given the pandemic's impact on all Boulder residents, much more time is needed for authentic public engagement.
CU is a state entity, and that means the university doesn't have to follow Boulder's building laws for height or density, although it has promised to do so. Councilmember Adam Swetlick said the citizen engagement process will be critical for council's future decisions.
Annexation is not a bell we can unring, and so having that engagement process that is really getting every single person's input in, I think the worst thing we can do is feel like somebody's been unheard.
Although nothing is official, CU has said it would build about 1,200 housing units on the CU South side, 8 academic buildings, and recreational fields. But many Boulderites don't want anything but flood mitigation to occur there and prefer CU Boulder do a land swap with the city for property elsewhere, leaving the area in its natural state, adjacent to open space and wetlands. Mayor Sam Weaver expressed concern about that issue.
So there's the open space that's there. There's the open space that we will probably get as mitigation for any habitat impingement from the flood wall. But how are those connections going to be made, and issues like how will wildlife move through? You know, what will the relationship be between the natural world, which is just over there, and the buildings, which are just over here?
At the end of the meeting, council voted unanimously to have the city's transportation advisory board looped into future discussions because traffic could be a major issue in the future, depending on what CU decides to build on the site. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.